so I'd start recording early. So I don't have to go digging around or go find it later. So President Kimball's on. He's on, Lee, for everything. Good. I think that's good. Set it up the chain. Because my biggest concern was after saying those things, doing that, that it would just be, in my experience, like, oh, God. I'm not sure this is something we should try to apply experience to. He's good. He's saying, I have absolutely no idea. I'm running up the chain to go, good. I was hoping that was what would be chosen to do. Just because I just assumed. Because it is. The whole point is, the people at that level are supposed to know this thing. It's supposed to be presented to them, and they're supposed to decide what to do about it. Even if it's to say, that's really nice, we're not going to do a gosh darn thing about it. And you go, okay. So that was the whole point, was just to figure out if something needed to be done. If you guys don't need to do it, if you don't feel the need to do anything, happy day. Oh, yeah, we have to go someplace though. This is closed. Oh, it's not yet. They made it. Okay. But just know that it's going to be. Yes. They're getting ready. Oh, it looks like they're just about ready to start shutting us down.
So, we'll need to.
That's fine. I was walking home anyway. And it doesn't affect me because I go over that way. Oh, yeah, because if they don't, people get stuck there, and they won't be able to get out. That's part of the problem with that. So you got to keep people from doing stuff. Oh, holy no. Boy, there's nobody here this morning. Are we early? Oh, okay. Good deal. So, well, yeah, it brings up if you were presented with that question, if money was no object, what would you do?
Feel wonderful. Thank you.
No. Man should not be alone. Having somebody around is like saying, there's some things on your back you can't reach without help. I think in a large sense, this is a good design. Because it says, no, you can't just be independent. Bad things will happen to you. As I recall, this is one of the major, when people say, oh, aren't these single parents so wonderful? And you're going, no. It's because, I don't want to offend a soul, except to say this. And we fall into the trap too easily. And you're going, it's very easy when you don't have to make decisions in concert with somebody else. Yeah?
Yeah.
When you can just do it your way.
Yeah.
And you go, but that very heart, that is an absolutely vital thing, that you can't act alone. If you try to, that's bad, right? Especially if you're in a relationship and one person tends to dominate over the other. That's a bad thing. Because you start kicking the whole thing that says, you're going to end up doing stupid things and feeling absolutely justified in doing it. Because you thought, or you've rationalized in your own head. And when you're not having to bounce it off of another person, you know, it says that creates that, that echo chamber that people talk about. You know? As I thought in my own family. I said, my mom, I think to a certain extent she kind of got a kick out of being able to just make decisions, and it was unquestioned, right?
Yep.
She didn't have to consult.
She still doesn't either.
Yeah, and it got her into a bad habit of expecting that this is the way everything should work.
And everybody's going to do everything. No way.
Yeah. Then you go,
I don't get a choice either.
You go, that's not to do that. Don't be like that. This is in the major way that we prevent this from happening is through the committed marriage. Between two people that are going to be totally different. You know, this is, it's biological. And everything that comes along with it, that it's all there. And you go, that's also why things like same-sex coupling, it says these are problematic. You're screwing with the formula. And you go, yeah, it doesn't do well. It says, when people say, oh, being gay is so weird, and you go, actually, the sad part is it's really not. You know? It's what boys and girls do. They tend to hang out with their own gender, you know, hang out with somebody that you can really relate to, right? Because they're a lot like you, you know? Oh, yeah, I'm just like that too. And you go, huh? And you go, that's not a good thing, and it's certainly not the part of the intention. Because God usually doesn't do things for just one reason. It's usually not a single use principle. It tends to have a lot of levels to it. I think you really get the kick out of doing it that way too. I know that I get a kick out of things when I say, oh, this works on so many levels. Oh, let's do it. It just makes me feel good. So I guess if I had control of vast resources, or had the ability to influence those in a significant way, which I think is more the way one should look at it,
I would use that because resources are power. I'll be honest. You know, nobody would give a flip about what Bill Gates thought about anything if he didn't have that much money, right?
Yeah.
It would be to empower and strengthen the natural family. Are you all right? You seem to be really struggling with it. You're bugging the snot out of you. Sorry, Lee. I want you to handle it so you're not bugged anymore. Good job. Anyway, I think that's what I would do. About our absolute duty, obligation, responsibility to create and execute, that sounds really clinical, families. Your parents, your grandparents may not have accomplished anything else of note. And the fact that doing a family in their time was so common as dirt, we didn't see how amazing that was. For this lie of the world thing, it really ends up being the thing of, if you're not doing this for your family, then you're probably missing the boat. It's not that you're not doing wonderful things for other people. It's just get more power to you. You'll find your capacity to do, your capacity to serve, strengthened by family, which on the face of it may not make much sense. You know, I've got this goal in mind. I want a career. I want to be able to go and travel the world and do this and this and this, and I can really serve mankind that way. And you go, I'm not saying that's not a good service, but trust me, a family, putting that one ahead of these other considerations, that's going to be bigger. That's going to be bigger. I know you can't see it. Especially if you had tricky, trying family life when you were a child. Or didn't have much of one. Or whatever else. I said, don't think it's not the most important thing. Don't think that for a second. You keep those other considerations close, Bill. Is it cold? It's not cold. Hi, John. Cold? See ya. God help me. A man that you just want to throttle most of the time, but he's got his music. Let me tell you, if I need somebody to just get kind of nasty and spiteful to a vendor, John's your man. He's got that down to a science. He is the outsourcing guru. Because he will. You know, I've got this bad thing. I'm a nice guy. You know, I'm very understanding of troubles and problems and stuff like that. Some people would say excuses, and I'd just kind of go on in spite of them. But old John Hill, he'll just rub your face in. And he's a guy that'll take one excuse from anybody. We have a contract. We're paying you money. You're going to cost things we can deliver. But I'm not going to be happy until it's done. John's not happy very much. But that's okay. He seems to find another place. He was talking about football not too long ago. And all the joy that entered his face. It was amazing. It's like, wow, good for him. I've got to remember what my strengths are, you know? It's interesting. Loving, caring, no, I think this is backwards. Loving, caring, understanding, and leadership. And you go, but that makes for an interesting leader. And you go, yeah, it does. It was interesting. We were talking about this not too long ago. About the kinds of people that we are when faced with certain circumstances. Like, there was a vendor was doing a software upgrade that was potentially going to affect us. So we set the whole thing up knowing that it might be a big problem.
Yeah.
Well, they're already, and sure enough, it was a big problem. And it split into two camps pretty readily, which was the camp that said, okay, it's already starting to look bad. Let's go ahead and roll back. And you're saying, we already made a lot of changes to accommodate this. Rolling back is going to be a lot of work to show no progress. And so it was interesting. Me and Justin, who often have different personalities about a lot of these things, we were both on the same side. We found out that we'll probably always be on the same side when it comes to this one, which is,
no, move forward.
If I start down a road, we're going to good well freaking push through, because I know that once we kick this thing down, it's okay after that. You know? Actually, it ended up being three things that needed to be really worked out. But that's okay. They were identified rather quickly, and they were ultimately dealt with. The whole rolling back thing didn't happen. I'm really glad. I would rather limp forward, you know, knowing that it's not perfect yet, then keep rolling back and expecting somebody to be concerned. So I also know human nature. If we roll back, the human nature is to say, well, we should have done that in the first place. No, let's just stay where we are, which I think is a shed sort of a thing. But his power base is based in what he's been able to build up. And you go, no, we push forward. If somebody says we're not going on this road, we're going on that road, what do? We push forward. That's what we do. So I go, that's just my leadership style. It's that the promised land isn't where we were, it's where we're going. Sorry, maybe it's that celestial kingdom junk and stuff like that, right? Sorry, not junk, but you kind of phrase it that way, it makes you feel better about it. You push forward. You know, that's also why I'm not much of a traditionalist, because I said, the future's ahead of us. It's not hanging back and saying, oh, isn't it wonderful, all of our wonderful little things that we do? Isn't it great? And you go, no. And you go, what it is comfortable. And everybody likes being comfortable. I said, but comfortable is not progress. Progress is not comfortable. Progress involves some pain, sometimes a lot of pain. And you go, but you do it. And that's why I said, you know, once a job starts looking like maintenance, I'm not interested in it much anymore. That's why I have to work on other projects. If I'm going to do stuff like that, it's just going to be a maintenance job. Joseph pretty much presided over a maintenance job. And I don't. You know, my is, let's do some damage, you know. Kind of like Zaphod's evil rock that way. We're just doing, let's do it, man. And they go, you don't really know what you're doing, do you? I don't know, this sounds like fun. Let's do it. Anyway, so then that salad thingy.
Yeah,
I had some of that. You saw that.
Right.
And then I ate a whole bunch more. God, please, I'm going to take my time to serve. I don't have much self-control that way.
I have problems too.
Yeah, it's okay. We can pat each other on the back and say everything's all right, but it's not. We need to work on it. I need to. Oh, but it's tough to adjust. You still cook for a larger group of people. Your pans are, no, I'm not saying you're not frying. I'm just saying, you know, your pans are sized for big groups. Everything in your whole life is sized to take care of the big bunch. And it's hard to adjust. Oh. It's nice to have the leftovers, but they start piling up. Because we just don't, yeah.
Well, that's why I didn't make lunches here and that. We had leftovers.
Sure. Excellent. Good job. We shouldn't have taken home that ham. That was a mistake, too.
Oh,
well, it's been nice. I know. That's not the point about love. The point is, I shouldn't do it. Sorry. I know I'm weird. You go, everybody else in the world's driven by love. And you go, yeah, but it gets me into a lot of trouble. So I know that I can't do things I love to the point to where I might not even know what I love. It's just nothing that's been, it's been explored too much. Let's not get weird about it, okay? I love Lisa. Mwah. Stop the only exploration I need to do. Da 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 da. So, yeah. If I had all the resources to do stuff, to do things, I think that's what I'd spend the time doing. Enthroning of a family. One of my great thoughts is that what in the past we simply either had to do or we chose to do by nature, now we have to choose purposefully. Because it's not obvious anymore. It's not vital to your life. but we just did it because that's what you did. And so our culture's changing to the point to where it's not what you do. And you go, see, I'd be personal about it. I'm having a family. Used to be people didn't give you any crap about that at all. Heck, that wasn't even 100 years ago. If you were a man and you didn't have a family, people would look at you weird and say, what's your problem? Get through it. Because now it's totally the opposite. Why on earth would you want to tell yourself with a family? You can do so much more without those kinds of, impediments. And you go, oh, work on germinal prayer. And so, yeah, when it's like, if it ends up being like, oh, we can have the presiding bishop of the church speak at our civic gathering, and you go, what's he going to talk about? Oh, I know what he's going to talk about. Marriage and family. And you go, yep, you got it, baby. Let me go ahead and put it that way. I was watching this video and they asked the question, if you had all the resources in the world, if you had no problems that way, what would you do? And you go, this is what I'm doing. This is what I talk about. This is what I work for.
The thing feels nice.
I'm not really getting it. I'm not feeling it.
I feel it on my legs.
Yeah?
Oh,
yeah. Uh-oh. A couple of eggs dropping. The birds are casting aside their flops. That's a sad thing. But life, what do you do?
Okay, hold your breath.
Oh, that didn't seem so bad. Interesting. Oh. Well, you got a busy day ahead, don't you?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, you also have to remember that it's so kids have already finished their dance.
Yes. There's a handful of mine that have already done everything that needs to be done, and they're already on to the thing, which is good. Proper. Absolutely right. Pardon me.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
You have a good day. Gonna be safe out there?
Everything you have to be done.
I'm looking forward to this whole getting together thing. I know I seem like the last person that would give a flip about this, but I do. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a journey by myself. Hopefully you don't feel that way. I love you. Okay. We're gonna go.
Hey, see ya.
Okay, have a wonderful day, gorgeous. I'll see you tonight when we see each other again. Bye.
Okay, I can turn this thing on.